Oh, let's see. Well, just like changing Mexicans to Mexicans, that's pretty derogatory. I can't think of any more that are really important.
Did people use them at one time? I mean, was Mexicans the thing that you would have said like as a child or that you would have heard? Something?
Yeah. Or like if there's people that would be the Mexicans that are kind of like hoodlums or something, you know. We used to call them chooks, or we still do a lot of times.
Chooks?
Chooks. That's short for chucos. That's what it used to be.
What is chucos?
It's just a name for them. It means, let's see, the Spanish name is pachuco, and I don't know exactly what it means.
What about, you know, you said like negro and black. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any other terms there used?
Nigger.
And, like, would you ever use those in different situations or what?
Yeah, I probably would.
In what? I mean, where would you?
In the same capacities with Mexicans. It depends on who you're talking to.
Like, which one would you use where?
Well, I would usually say black or negro, you know. And I may say nigger if I was kidding about something, but...
Would you say nigger to a black?
No. Not unless it was a good friend and I knew it would be taken like it was meant, you know, joking.
Did you ever hear any other words there?
Yeah, spooks, blackies, lots of different words. I don't know.
Do you hear those here or somewhere?
No, I've just heard those in general. Around here, I've just heard those three, blacks and negroes and niggers.
What about, what do you call yourself?
An Anglo.
Have you ever heard any other words used there?
A white, or a whitey.
But if somebody calls you a whitey, you consider that a cut, or is that...
No, I wouldn't. Well, the people that would call me that would probably be my friends that are Mexican-Americans, and they'd say that. But it depends on how it was said. It could be taken as a cut, yeah.
Any terms you ever hear for, like, poor whites, or...
White trash, something like that.
What is white trash? Who would be white trash?
To me, it's poor whites.
And you mean, what about people that live out in the country and don't know what's going on?
I wouldn't call them white trash, I don't think.
Any other like names? Like, have you ever heard of like, what about redneck?
Redneck? I wouldn't call people that live out in the country.
Who would call a redneck?
To me, rednecks around here, well, commonly now to young people, a redneck is someone who's not, like a hippie or something, you know. It could be like a farmer or something, someone with real conservative attitudes. That's what I consider a redneck.
Well, I mean, do you divide Anglos into rednecks and hippies? I mean, is that
Some people do. I don't.
Hmm. What about pepperwood? You ever heard of that?
No.
A cracker or?
Nope.
And yesterday you said something about the Beverly
Hillbillies.
And would you ever call anybody a hillbilly?
No.
Well, if you filled out a form and it said race, what would you put there?
White.
Would you ever, no other words you'd ever use that?
Caucasian.
What would you call a child that was racially mixed? Like, black and white, or?
I'd probably say half and half, whatever it was.
You say it was a half and half?
No, I wouldn't say he was a half and half. I would probably say he was half black and, you know, half Mexican or something like that.
Well, what about an Anglo, a person that was half Anglo and half Mexican?